From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It is open. Not fully up and running just yet, but the Port Miami Tunnel is open. And the big ceremony drew some heavy hitters, Governor Rick Scott and U.S. Transportation Secretary Andrew Fox. It will help prepare the port for new shipping through the expanded Panama Canal. But for regular folk who find themselves jammed in traffic, or who live there and have had to put up with trucks thundering by for years, it's bound to bring a huge improvement to downtown traffic. Rick Stone reports on the day's events.
One, two, three,
let's roll!
Let's roll, the local dignitary shouted just before the very first semi rumbled through the 4,200-foot tunnel. Although a couple of weeks of testing are still required before the tunnel is in regular use, it was not too early for Governor Scott to celebrate the job he says will be created at the expanded port.
I'm proud that Florida will now be able to handle vessels that will pass through the expanded Panama Canal, which means we have paved the way for 33,000 new jobs. Congratulations!
Discussed for 30 years and under construction for nearly four, the tunnel itself put 6,700 people to work from 850 companies. But its gift to Miami is different, said Mayor Tomas Regalado. The removal of port truck traffic that congested downtown streets and frequently backed up onto I-95.
Many of the residents in downtown Miami will see in 2 weeks the results of the better quality of life.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Andrew Fox said projects like this help the economy, but they won't continue if the Federal Highway Trust Fund runs out of money in August, as predicted. He said that would endanger 700,000 jobs and projects like the Port Miami Tunnel.
In fact, if this project were in the early stages right this minute, there's a good chance it would be delayed or shut down completely.
The administration has asked Congress to replenish the trust fund with $302 billion. Asked if he supports the bill, Governor Scott did not give a clear answer. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
A plant disease is devastating about 500 square miles of swamp trees at the Everglades. Julia Duba reports the tree fungus has left officials without a clear plan of attack.
There is no cure for laurel wilt disease. It's transmitted through a beetle the size of a grain of rice. And when the fungus invades the trees try to